Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is
Two Friends,
One Chat.
One chat. Look at us. We had Woo! So good that time.
That one felt good.
We're getting better at this.
We're a learning computer.
Three seasons later.
Well, I am very excited to be talking today. We have a little bit of an announcement.
Mm-hmm. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. It's good. We are going to take a little break for 2 months because we have been reflecting that we both have some life circumstances.
Talk about life circumstances. Boy, howdy.
About life circumstances. And we need to kind of pour our time and energy into those. I will say this is what we are really trying to set an example of doing what we would ask or advise our clients to do.
Yeah, 100%. I know old Susan would have been like, no, we must.
Yeah.
We must continue to record and we must do exactly what we said we were going to do. And we have to get 30 episodes out. And it just is not mentally, that's not the healthy thing for either of us to be doing right now. So we want to honor ourselves and the work we've done and the tools that we are trying to share with you guys and be good. We want to do what we're asking you to do and sharing with you to do. When you need a break, take it.
That's right. That's right. I will say in my circumstances, you know, listeners know we've had a lot of life changes. We've moved across the country. I started a new job and there's all these pieces and I'm really starting to realize that I may have stretched myself a little thin. And when I do that, this is just like we talked about mental health measures. My anxiety is the piece that struggles with that the most. And so I'm definitely having those internal struggles of, you know, lots of catastrophized thinking. That's just like you. Yep. Your face, you guys, Susan threw her hands up and rolled her eyes. And it is the most true statement. It is. And so what I'm realizing is I need to take a break, really focus on that, which I think this is a great time to do. But I really want to make sure that is, you know, just a part of my life I pay attention to and I'm careful with. And so we're going to regroup in 2 months and I'm just going to really use that time to really ground myself in a new area. I think has a lot to do with it.
Yes.
But
take some time to get grounded and settled again.
Yeah,
for sure. And I think, and of course you guys know, Annie and I always chat before we start recording.
Oh, yeah.
And processing all the stuff we're both kind of going through and just recognizing that, you know, we need to do the same things that we recommend. It's time to pull some different tools back out of our tool belt.
Yep.
What we were doing was great and it was working, but life kind of comes at you sometimes and that's normal. We can't stop life. And I think this is why we talk about so many tools, is because nothing works all the time forever on everything, right? It's just time for a different set of tools for us, which is a little bit more time off. I'm, you know, it might be time to get some of those meds back in. I'm going to make an appointment. Definitely time for me to at least rethink that with my doctor. Because I think same with me, anxiety is definitely rearing its ugly head right now, but it's coming with a lot of health issues too. And I just don't want to play around with those. And for me, that's when you know for sure it's kind of that you've gone too far. Time to get it back under control. So, and it's not, I just want people to know it's not the podcast that's doing it. We love doing this. It's just that we need to kind of, I think not just this, I need to take a break from a lot of different things and really get back in more control than I am right now of my anxiety and health and all that. So
I just really appreciate you saying that too about the podcast, that it isn't the podcast. It is the need to output, like that drive to output, that
yes.
so I just want our listeners to know that if we had, billions of hours of free time, that that would be an absolute priority. But I think because of the world we live in, we don't, right? So we really do need to use that time for us, in the hopes to get back to it, because it's, yeah, we definitely, I love doing this podcast, but I need to, I need to be centered. And to your point, absolutely, I think I'm going to take the med tool out of my tool belt, which, if for all our listeners, if meds are, or psychotropic medication is anything you've ever used before, you're pretty accustomed to that beginning part being a little bit frustrating.
It's rough. It's a little
It's,
rough.
guys, it's rough. It's all for a good cause, and I know that, but it comes with pretty extreme nausea, sometimes some sleep struggles, extreme tiredness, and it doesn't last. So I don't, if you're looking at psychotropic medications and you're like, oh no, don't let it deter you, because the end results can be really quite lovely. But just know the adjustment period is, it's difficult.
Yeah, it is. And if you need to baby dose it like I did, you go for it. I don't care if the pharmacist laughs at you. That
Oh, I love that
fuckhead.
story.
He's like, that's half of a baby dose. I'm like, great.
You're half of a baby dose.
Great. And guess what? It actually worked. I swear. I mean, I think we all get side effects of medication, but I tend to be extremely sensitive. And then if it's too much, I just won't do it. But I need the meds. So I very much have learned, and we've talked about this in past episodes, like you got to advocate for yourself. So if you need half of a pediatric dose of Zoloft, go for it.
You
It
go
worked.
for it.
But I made it. I made it, actually made it onto that drug. And boy, howdy, did that change my life those few years I was on it. Happy to be off of it. I have been for a couple years, but I think it, yeah, I just think it might be time to go back on something and get recentered a little bit.
Zoloft has been my, because and I know I've talked about this in other episodes, but I've tried other ones and they just had almost the inverse effect. Is a lot of them kind of heightened my experiences of dread, really. And so, but then to your point, Zoloft was really helpful for me. Or the knockoff brand I take is sertraline.
But there's lots. So, I mean, work with your doctor, figure out what works best for you if you're going the med route. I think probably time for me to get back into therapy as well. I think that combo, will probably be my best bet.
Do you want to hear a really funny story about that? Because I agree with you. I
Always,
love,
always.
and I have a therapist, but I would pay her out of pocket, right? Because
Right.
she's, And so I was talking to my doctor about getting back on meds. We're chatting. And she's like, hey, you can see a therapist for free through an LCSW. I was like, well, that's awesome news. Yeah, I'll definitely give that a try. And so I got a call from a male that was like, oh, do you want to schedule? And I was like, oh, my mind, I was like, well, that's not gonna work, right? Like, I'm not, which, by the way, you guys, I support that. If you know what I mean, if you need a therapist who looks like you, who thinks like you, and that's me, I need that, then I support that. But I called and I was like, oh, hey, I want to call and make an appointment, but I'm gonna need a lady therapist, And he was like, well, I checked the schedule And in your area, which is like a large metropolitan area, we have one therapist and he's a man. And I was like, well, that's not gonna work for me. And that was just like all I said. It was so funny. It was really great. So I'm still on the hunt for a therapist, but that's just through that clinic. I'm sure there's others. So
And I think, and tell me if your experience is different. I think for me, things with like meds and therapy, when you've done your work in your mental health journey, these things tend to like work faster and quicker now.
oh, yeah.
Now that you've done them, like you still have you still have the get to know you period with a therapist, and you still have the getting used to a med, but they just work so because you know what you're doing now. It's not a random tool you've never seen. It's like,
Yeah.
oh yeah, I remember this. And you pick everything back up so much faster. So it's not
Yeah.
like, great, I'm gonna be in therapy for 5 years again. It's
No.
like, it could be just a couple months of like
That's right. Yep.
retraining your brain, reminding yourself of all those things, and then bam, you're good to go. So
That's how I feel about meds too, because if you find a good tool, like the med that you have in your tool belt, if you need to revisit that tool, a lot of times, kind of like those mental health measures we talk about, you can start to realize like, and for me, it was like, box breathing, we've talked about a lot. That's one I go to almost all the time to help keep my anxiety, lower. If I'm spiraling, it really helps me kind of get out of that, like really just keeps that mind body connection, right?
yes.
And so what I was starting to realize was, one, I was doing that almost all the time and it wasn't being as effective. But once I add medication to that, I'll still have that tool as well. So it'll get me where I need to go like a lot faster. So the tools and tricks and tips you learn along the line really do improve your mental health journey, even if you have to access little tools. But the access becomes easier, more reliable. That's a huge one, the reliability one. That's so good. But yeah, so I think you've made a really, really good point that it doesn't mean you're starting from zero by any means.
It's not, and we talked about this earlier, like this is not a failure. I know our personal talk and our anxiety can make it feel like, well, great, I failed mental health because I'm back on medication, right? And that is just not, mental health is not a win-lose game. You know what I mean?
That's
It's
right.
a journey. And this is just the piece of the journey that we're in. And I want to try and be strength-based and say, like, I don't do this often, but kudos to both of us for recognizing this is not a time to push through. This is a time to stop, get ourselves back together, make sure we're prioritizing ourselves and our health, and that we are being good to ourselves so that when we're back to our baseline, that we can come back and present good information to you guys and be more present for each other. And I want to make sure people know, even while we're on this pause, like I'm still going to be checking social media. We'll still check emails.
Absolutely.
So obviously, if
Absolutely.
there's anything, reach out. If while you're taking this break, you're thinking of things you wish we would talk about next, like please keep sending us all of that. We will definitely still be checking those. We just are going to kind of take the pressure of creating and producing episodes for a while. To focus on our own mental health.
I think that's so well said, and do continue to reach out because you're absolutely correct. I think the other piece that I really wanted to kind of touch on, but now I can't remember it. Dang it.
Welcome. Guys, this is why we're doing this. Our brains are not working like they're supposed to right now.
For real, for real. Like, I think I've just gone through so many changes that, like, I am starting to feel like you know, just what is happening? And anxiety brain fog is real. If you
Oh,
guys,
a million percent.
yeah, it is both real and aggravating.
It's like, huh?
Huh?
It's the
What?
worst.
What? Okay.
Where am I? What was I doing?
What year is it? What year is it? But I do think, and I know that in our pre-talk, you and I touched on this, but you know, there's a certain element to what is happening nationally that
Of
is a contributing
course.
factor to this, and it's a really big struggle. So, oh, I remembered what I wanted to say.
Look at
I
you.
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think in a world where we're really learning that people present something on social media but are living like a different truth, I
Yeah.
think this is our, I never ever want to be that for our listeners. I want to be so upfront and so realistic about and really model. You do not have to be in front of people all the time. Like, if you need a hot second, like, take that hot second. Like,
Yes.
so yeah, I think we're really hoping to model that to really have some time to kind of refocus. I need to get used to a lot of changes. I'm gonna pull out those tools like crazy.
All the
All the tools.
tools. I think
Yep.
I will go back and re-listen to all of our episodes.
Yeah.
I'm sure I haven't forgotten any tool I might need to pull out.
I'm like, dang, we're wise. Wow.
We are.
That's awesome. Well, on that note, do reach out. I'm so grateful you listen. I love sharing this space with you. And we're gonna be back. Just give us a hot second to adjust.
Yes. Give us a bit. We'll check back in. I think we're thinking, we'll take 6, 8 weeks, something like that, and then we'll check back in. I mean, as friends, we will constantly be checking in, but
Of course.
podcast-wise, we'll check back in around 6 to 8 weeks and see kind of where we're doing with our tools, and we'll let you know at that point if we need a little more time or if we're back or so. But yes, please keep reaching out to us if you need to each other. We really are hoping that this sharing of where we're at and what we're doing is helpful if you are in a similar place or on, we want you guys to take care of yourself too, and we can't ask you to do that if we're not willing to do it. So,
Amen. Amen. Well said. Well said. Yeah. Well said.
okay, all
Well, on
right,
that note,
yeah,
bye.
bye.